91. If you could be your grandson's age today, would you? Well, let's see. He's going to be, what, 39? And that was just before I had Paul, because I didn't have Paul. I was 39, almost 40. I lacked, 3 months of being 40 when I had him. But I don't think so. We didn't have much. We had what was necessary. We had everything that was necessary, and everything. But we didn't have the things that you have like today. But no, I don't think I would. I wouldn't change places because I was a smiling, happy. I used to had a good voice, high soprano voice before I had my tonsils out. I was always singing, always smiling. I was a happy person. Clear up, and gradually the problems, and after Bud got sugar diabetes and had his ulcers out, and then the things that happened through all the years from then, it's taken so much out of me. You don't see me smiling much anymore, enjoying things as much anymore. It's been a pretty rough on me, but... I wouldn't trade. Mama gave me birthday parties, and my friends came to it, and they loved it when I had birthday presents, parties, because they liked to be out and have Mama's wonderful cakes and homemade ice creams and sandwiches, and got to ride the animals and do a lot of different things. So I usually had around 10, 15, I imagine, people, kids from my school and that came to my parties. And then I went to theirs. So I had a good life. The only time I had a bad time was 3 and a half when Lawrence was killed. And then when Wallace was almost killed in Germany. Those were the two really bad things. But even with all these modern things that you have and all the wonderful cars and the beautiful homes and lots of all kinds of food and all kinds of toys and all kinds of places to go and everything, we made our own fun, really, did things. I belonged to church, and I belonged to the Sunday school and Bible school, and so we did swimming instead of in pools or stuff like that. We swam in Big Wood River and had picnics with wieners and marshmallows. We went out and climbed mountains, rode horses. I know to you and to probably the girls, it doesn't sound very thrilling, but we were happy. All of us were happy. Like I say, Morton had it the roughest of all, but anyway, I don't think I'd change.